Good afternoon to everyone. I would like to thank the organizers and all the participants for this important opportunity to share experience and knowledge about OpenStreetMap. The title of my paper is The Role of Crowd Mapping in Post-Emergency Humanitarian Operations. So we will see how to transform crises into opportunities. The main topics of this paper is digital humanitarianism linked to humanitarian OpenStreetMap team OpsUn, and is linked to an important methodology, which is PGIS, which stands for participatory GIS. The purpose of the study is to examine how crowd mapping in PGIS could play an important role in contributing to humanitarian projects. And we will see this in case studies in post-emergence Morocco. Digital humanitarian is important because in the wake of natural disaster, the speed and precision with which humanitarian organizations respond can significantly impact the survival and recovery of affected population. So we will see how these case studies of a post-emergence projects after the earthquake which hit the Morocco and Marrakesh regions in September 2023, and which mostly affected the rural area near to Marrakesh. It was a very strong earthquake. The humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, OpsUn, is important. It's one of the main topics of the paper because it's similar to other humanitarian communities like USAID that delegate data-related tasks such as collection, production, and mapping to a vast network of non-specialized volunteers, fostering participation in humanitarian efforts. So we can see that from the OpenStreetMap humanitarian task was organized some projects for collecting geodata in the Off-Task Manager platform. And this was organized by the Open Mapping Hub from West and Northern Africa. And PGIS, We already mentioned this methodology, which is a method and technology used to collect, analyze, visualize, and share land use information for participatory planning. The qualitative aspect of GIS can derive from data gathered using qualitative research technique. So this case study is humanitarian mapping intervention in a post-emergency Morocco context, and is a part of a PhD research project at the University of Palermo CSTE, Centro di Sostenibilità e Transizione Ecologica, with the social lab expertise from the University of Catania di Sport. The fieldwork was coordinated by Coop Officina Sociale in collaboration with the local association Elaman. It is a part of a Caritas-funded consortium of five NGOs focused on humanitarian mapping to assist communities affected by the Moroccan earthquake on September 8 and 9, 2023. So we have some pictures from this mapping team. The project has some methodologies, some findings, and they are mainly implemented in three strategical milestones. Share of experience and knowledge of mapping activities and their application in the humanitarian context of reference, which is the phase 1 and 2. Geodata elaboration for disaster risk reduction and response, which is the phase 2 and 3. And contribute to the OpenStreetMap community and develop a project outcome using a story map to phase 3, which is still in progress, this phase of the projects. The first step is that also the project mapping team organize different mapping activities by mapping different polygons and buildings limiting territorial areas hit by the earthquake as a part of an initiative by organized by the Open Mapping Hub for Western Africa, Northern Africa. Mapathon was organized in January 2023 in Marrakesh, organized by the Emergency Business Foundation and the Global Diversity Foundation, which worked together to monitor and assess humanitarian effort following earthquakes in the High Atlas region through the Mapathons, which uses the Task Manager aim to consolidate data and information on earthquake response. And the third step is the PGIS field visits, which were held in the province of Al-Aus and Chishawa. And they were organized by the mapping team, which used the following tools and methods: Google Earth Pro for printing maps and involving local residents in their distribution, Osman and Mapillary, which are notably Android programs for digital recording on smartphone devices, Google Earth Pro and ArcMap or QGIS for comprehensive mapping, WebGIS platform like OpenStreetMap or Missing Maps, Optask Manager for data collection, Google Earth Pro for printing for the focus group with the community. The Future Lab were held in a collaborative initiative designed to address an innovative solution for challenges, and they were held in 5 different duars, so, which means so small villages within a community of Sifelmal. The fifth step will be the OpenStreetMap, which played an important role in mapping critical points, vulnerability, and local development potential in earthquake-affected areas. The next step will be to upload the data to OpenStreetMap, and the final step will develop a story map tool, which is partly developed in GeoPortal, which is currently running on the web. So you can find easily the following links to the materials I will give to the organizers. And to make some conclusions, we can speak about the integration and addition of geographic knowledge, which supports peer-to-peer engagement and could turn out to be an important source of information for authorities and policy planners about community concerns. The case study set in a vulnerable North Africa highlights the significant digital divide, emphasizes the need to address this disparity and gap. And the importance of gathering geospatial data in humanitarian relief operation stays on the crowd mapping capacity to collect essential geospatial information from diverse sources. And we can there is a the important role that humanitarian mapping can play, facilitating data collection for immediate response and reconstruction planning after the earthquake. The response on data collection. Volunteers gather essential geospatial data to identify immediate needs and critical areas in post-earthquake Morocco. And this is important to drive a reconstruction planning, because the collected data serve as a foundation for planning reconstruction efforts, guiding resource allocation efficiently. This can unlock the potential of humanitarian mapping and participatory approach to drive communities' potential to their own recovery and resilience for after disasters. Humanitarian mapping empowers communities to achieve and resilience within local population. We can turn crises into growth opportunities. Because by transforming crisis situation into opportunities for growth, humanitarian mapping paves the way for sustainable development and resilience in disaster-prone regions. There is a narrative change. Mapping efforts shift the narrative from destruction to resilience, showcasing the community's strengths and potential for growth. Thanks for your attention.